The Jaguars getting in a final walkthrough ahead of the Friday night preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you in the North End Zone Cabanas, where preparations are underway for the Friday night preseason opener, Jaguars and the Bucs. Today, the final on-field prep for the Jaguars, a walkthrough and a very light practice. And head coach Gus Bradley said it's a challenge to get young players to change their mindset about making mistakes in the first game.
You know, so many times these guys either will go into a game and say, hey, either I played great or I didn't play great. And as a lot of the young guys, that's their mindset. And we're trying to get them out of that. It's, hey, you might make a mistake. Just learn from it and keep going. And enjoy it and compete your tail off. And then at the end, let's see where we're at.
A couple of notes headed into Friday's game. Bradley said that as a rule of thumb, the starters will go about a quarter. There may be some situations such as pass rush where that could change. Cornerback Alan Ball with that tender ankle and Sherrod Martin with a groin injury are both game time decisions. Of course, the biggest question of the day was quarterback playing time. The starter is Chad Henne. He will go about a quarter, while Blake Bortles will go the second quarter and maybe even into the third, but he'll only get reps with the second team. Bortles said that he understands his role, but he's ready to get under the lights.
It'll be a lot of fun. You know, I know my role. I know Chad's a starter and I'm the backup. So when, you know, they call my number, I'll go in and try and do what Chad was doing. But I mean, as far as being on the sidelines watching, you know, I'll root him on and the rest of the offense.
The Hayes in the barn. And remember, Jaguars.com is live pregame at 6:45 and live postgame as well. Brian Sexton and John Osier will have the coverage. 7:30 kickoff Friday night at Everbank Field. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.